Excuse me? Oh! I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. Why are you looking around? I'm right in front of you. Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. I forgot to make myself visible. There. Can you see me now? Ah! Don't scream like that. You scared me. I scared you? Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Sorry, I'm not used to this whole talking to people thing. Really, I'm not gonna hurt you. I just wanted to introduce myself. So, hello. My name is Mimi, and you can probably tell, but I'm a ghost. Yeah, I'm dead. But it's okay. I died a really long time ago. I'm over it. Anyways, I have something to ask you. You see, I used to haunt an old building on the other side of town, but it got torn down. I was bound to that place for decades. So, now that it's gone, I don't really know what else to do. I've been wandering around, looking for a new place to haunt. The last place was really boring. The only people that ever visited were smelly old men. I figured this was an opportunity for a change of pace. That was a few weeks ago. But then, one day I happened to see you walking down the street, and I don't know, I thought to myself that maybe it wouldn't be so bad haunting a cutie like him. And now I'm here, so. I've been watching you the entire time, since. I wanted to make sure you were someone fun to haunt, so I nudged some of your furniture around and gauged your reaction. Do you remember the other day? When your lamp fell over? Yeah, that was me. I was trying to make sure that I could still move things without being seen, but I'm so out of practice that I knocked the lamp over. My bad. You know, honestly, I'd offer to pay it back, but I think we both know that that would just be said out of kindness. So, my condolences? Yeah, I can touch things. I can make myself tangible or intangible at will. Wanna see? Look. I can hold your hand. You feel that? My hand's cold, but yours is really warm. Kinda like the way your hand feels in mine. Oh, right. I was trying to ask you something. Yeah, I'm sorry. Would it be okay if I haunted your place? I think it'd be really nice to see you every day, and you're way cuter than the smelly old guys. Catch? There's no catch. I would just move into your room and watch you sleep every night. Nothing major. I'm not like ghosts you see in movies. Don't get me wrong. I can be if I want to be, but I don't know. If I'm stuck here on this earth, why would I waste my time haunting people in a negative way? Few spooks are good enough to bring me some entertainment. I don't need to traumatize somebody or, you know, worse, get myself exercised. I figure if I'm here, I'm here for a reason, right? No need to be exercised before I figure what reason that is out. I mean, it's not really fair to myself. I promise. Look, I can't say the same for other ghosts like me, but I feel like this is a blessing. I don't have to work. I don't cause any pill usage to rise. I don't eat up any food. Essentially, I don't cost anything to be on this earth and experience the things that alive people get to experience. Why wouldn't I see that as a reward for maybe who I was when I was alive? It wasn't perfect, but now I get to really, really see everything I want. And I know that sounds weird, considering the fact that I'm asking to haunt you instead of doing anything else, but listen, I've been dead for decades. I've done what I felt like I wanted to when the first couple of years. Now, I think I'm lonely. Yeah, I think that's what this is about. I just want company, so will you let me? Yeah, I guess you're right. You don't really get anything out of this agreement, do you? Let me think. I think I have an idea. Yeah, usually ghosts just haunt people without asking. They cause them trauma, they go ahead and move on to the next person. Sometimes they'll haunt an entire family line. I don't want to do that. And I have been watching you without doing anything, so that should prove it. After watching you these past few weeks, I've grown kind of fond of you. So I want to make sure this whole haunting thing is worth your while. I can't rob banks or do anything super crazy, I don't think. I mean, I haven't really tried to make tangible things intangible, so we'll table that. But how about this? You let me stay here, and in return, you can do whatever you want with my body. Yeah, I'm being serious. I've been watching you, remember? You look at a lot of porn. So I figured having sex with me whenever you want would be a good deal. I can think of something else, though, if you don't like that. You do like that. Is that a deal, then? Good. Then I guess that makes us roommates. I'll try not to bother you. Too much, I mean. Really? You want to have sex already? Okay, I guess that makes sense. Give me a second to become tangible. There. Oh, let me get rid of these clothes. No one can see me, so I usually don't bother conjuring clothes, but I didn't want to make you uncomfortable. You like my body? Wow, thank you. You want a kiss? I don't mind, but my lips are really cold. Yours are really warm, though. The last time I kissed someone, I still had a body, so forgive me if I'm not good at it. You want me to use my tongue? I'll do my best. Oh my gosh. My head's spinning. I didn't know I could still feel this way. You want to grab my boobs? Go for it. That feels really nice. You can go for my nipples too if you want. Oh, they're more sensitive than I remember. You want to use your mouth? Sure, I don't mind. No one's ever sucked my nipples before, so I might... Whoa. That's way more intense than before. And you're still rolling my other nipple between your fingers. My body's starting to heat up. This heat in my belly, it's spreading throughout my whole body. Hey, how long are you gonna focus on my nipples? You haven't even touched my pussy yet. And I'm already about to... Hey, if you suck on it that hard, I'm gonna... Oh my god. Just my nipples. Oh my gosh. Wow. Sorry. Let me catch my breath. I didn't know I could come with just my nipples. And I've never squirted before, either. Huh? Well, I've actually never had sex at all before. I used to masturbate a lot, but when I became a ghost, I didn't see the point in it anymore. I really meant it when I said you can do anything you want with my body. I don't mind if you take my virginity. Actually, you're exactly my type. Yeah, really. That's why you caught my eye in the first place, remember? So, if it's you, then... Looks like you're ready to keep going. You want me to sit on the bed? Okay. What now? Why are you getting on your knees? Wait, you're gonna eat me out? No, I don't mind. It's just that when I told you that you could do whatever you want with my body, I wasn't expecting you to focus on my pleasure so much. You think I have a pretty pussy? That's really embarrassing, but thanks. Yeah, you can touch it. Huh? You're just tracing your fingertips around my pussy, and that's mean. You're avoiding the lips on purpose. Please. Can you touch my pussy? I can't take it anymore. All at once? Your finger slipped in so easily. God, I'm so wet. Every time you thrust your finger in, I can hear my pussy making naughty noises. Another finger? Yeah, I can take... This feeling, it's completely different from when I touch myself. You wanna know if you can use your mouth? I said anything you want, so you really don't have to ask. You went straight to sucking my clit. I can't hold it in anymore. Come again. Harder than last time. Come I'm squirting. It's getting all over your face. Hey, you're still going. I'm so sensitive. Are you really trying to make me come again? You'll make me melt. Feels so incredible, though. Feels like... Another finger? You're stretching me out. Oh my gosh. I'm already coming again. Your fingers and your tongue are gonna make me squirt all over your face again. Oh my god. I'm coming. Your mouth. Wow. I didn't know I could feel that much pleasure. Hey, that isn't it, right? I haven't made you come yet. What? That was just the foreplay. You can't be serious, right? Lay down on the bed? Okay. Like this? You want my head hanging off the bed? I don't think I get it yet, but okay. Is this what you meant? I'm upside down. You're gonna take off your pants? Okay. Go ahead. Whoa. I can see the outline of your cock. It's so hard. It's all twitchy and it's oozing pre-cum. Did I get you like this? Huh? You think I'm sexy? Oh my gosh. No one's ever said that to me before. Thank you. I still don't understand why I'm upside down, though. Face fuck? Oh, I think I get it. Alright, that sounds like it could be fun. Feel free to be as rough with me as you want. After all, I can't choke or suffocate. I'm ready whenever you are. Wow, you got right to it, huh? Don't be so surprised. I can speak to you telepathically even when you have your cock shoved all the way down my throat. This is way hotter than I was expecting. I didn't know I liked it this rough. Huh? I didn't even notice it, but you're right. I'm fingering myself. You know, I can take it rougher than this. Gosh, you're thrusting so fast. I feel like I'm losing my mind. Are you about to come? Because I feel like I could come at any moment. Choking? That actually sounds really hot. Please choke me while you fuck my throat. My throat is clenched so tightly around your cock. Oh my gosh, this is so hot. I don't need to breathe, but I couldn't right now, even if I wanted to. It's here. I'm gonna come. Come with me. Make me squirt my brains out while you come down my throat. I'm coming. Coming. Your face fucking me so hard while I'm squirting. can feel your hot cum shooting down my throat. It's so much. I'm shaking so hard. Oh my gosh. Oh, holy shit. That was incredible. It's been so long since I felt so alive. You want me to get comfortable on the bed? I can do that. What's next? If you've had your fill, I can get out of your hair. What do you mean, not yet? You just came, didn't you? Oh my gosh! You're already that hard? I thought it took a while for guys to get hard again after they come. Not while there's such a beautiful woman in front of them. Oh my gosh. If you keep saying things like that, you're gonna give a girl ideas. Wow. We're really doing this? No, I want to continue. I really do. I just need to brace myself. I just came 3 or was it 4? I just came a bunch of times. So if you stick your cock in me right now, I feel like I might just come right away. You want my legs up? Like this? Oh, you're right on top of me. What's this position called? Mating press? It looks pretty brutal. I like it. Okay. I'm ready. I can see it going in. It's so warm. That was close. I almost came from you putting it in. You're pinching my nipples. Oh shit, I'm coming. Yeah. You weren't even moving and you made me squirt. Here we go. Your cock is hitting me at just the right angle. This is so wild. Again with my nipples. When you thrust that hard, your cock reaches so deep. You're pushing my legs even farther back. And how wide are you leaning? Your tongue fucking my pussy, pinching my nipples and making out with me at the same time. I'm melting. I'm coming. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. I'm getting pounded so hard I can barely think. You have to be close, right? And please, come inside of me. Cream pie me so hard that I come. Mold my pussy into the shape of your cock. Come. Come. I'm coming. You're so incredible. I've never felt anything even close to that before. Thank you for letting me stay here. I was actually worried about finding a new place. Well, I guess that's all for now, then. I'll make myself invisible and get out of your way. Just call for me and you can use my body again. Huh? You want to cuddle? And watch a movie together? But I thought... You want to hang out? So you can get to know me better? Are you serious? Oh my gosh, thank you. Thank you so much. I've been so lonely for all these years and I finally made a friend. I'm seriously so happy right now. Thank you. Thank you. But we can still have sex, right? I actually have a list of things I've always wanted to try. It's pretty long. Oh, thank God. Then please, take good care of me, Rumi.